Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, better known as the Vibe of Thrive. Thanks to all of you. We're joining you here today because we have got an amazing, amazing couple of hours of shows for you. I'm joined by Mr. Benny Mather, sits across from me. Used to have a spit glass, but we don't anymore. Good morning, Mr. B.
And I don't know how to respond to that. I'm glad the spit glass is gone.
I don't even remember when it was there. But I do.
I kind of took it away. Yeah,
do you totally remember.
Yeah, because one of our other producers here thought it was necessary to have, which he never used it either. So I'm like, well, why? And so we ended up taking it away, and I think it looks much better in the studio.
It does. We're just one big, happy electronic family
and
now.
I don't feel like I'm in a certain sub shop in particular.
Okay.
When that thing was here.
Yeah, there we go.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I like it when it's not here.
Thank you.
I like the touch finger.
There you go. Look, I can't even do it.
Are you okay there?
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. It's my left hand. Do we use our left hand?
Yeah.
And
I
we've
know.
Got Val in the other room on the keyboard. Say hi. Come on. Is that a wave? Look, she doesn't even look.
She's grabbing the phone. She's doing her job.
Well, we've got a great show for you today. Ready, Set, Manifest. Life coach Debbie Lacey joining us here today. For many of you that belong to our email list, you received an email yesterday with an amazing gift, a free download for her and from her. And the download was Using the Power of Ritual to Nurture and Inspire. Wow. That is a free ebook that all of you got as a result of just getting your email, opening it up, and clicking on the link. And so she's joining us here today because we're going to give you some tips. We promised that we would create segments throughout the week that help you take action in your life by getting some real information, some tips, some things you could do. Debbie is a certified life coach. She's been doing this for a bunch of years, like 16 and more, helping people in many, many, many different professions. Masters of social work. She launched her full-time coaching practice in 2003. That was an interesting year, wasn't it? That's when I started radio, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that, but we'll have Madeline on tomorrow and she'll tell us. And so Debbie's joining us here today because her style of coaching is intuitive, and what she does is she gives people real tools. Ready, Set, Manifest is what this is about today, and we are ready to go. Debbie, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How's this feel so far?
Feels good.
Yeah, Ready, Set, Manifest.
Right.
Sometimes we do Ready, Set, and then it's like we forget the manifest word. You're going to share with us, really going to share some very specific tips about this.
Yes.
What is it about manifestation that some people do really well and some people just can't seem to get the ball rolling?
Right. I think when a lot of people come to me, they have a vision in mind and they're so excited to get started. And they say, I'm ready. I'm ready to make the actions and get going, but I don't know exactly what steps to take first. And I say, whoa, hold on. Let's start back a minute. Let's start at the very beginning, because I believe that when you have a vision and you start taking a step toward it, it gets activated in a really powerful way. You actually engage a dialogue, a partnership, and your vision really likes it when you're intentional and when you're moving forward with action steps that are aligned with that vision. So when I work with people on Ready, Set, Manifest, it's really about all the things to get ready first.
Okay.
Yeah. And the first step in that is setting the vision, of course. And I'm talking to people out there who already know what they want, but maybe don't know quite how to get it.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into figuring out what you want. So if you don't know that, there's a lot of different resources out there. But I'm speaking to those of you who do know what you want, and you're just not sure where to begin.
Well, there's a song that I remember, and I think it's going to be like, what am I going to say? What you really, really want. And I don't remember who the group
Spice
was.
Girls.
Spice Girls. What you really, really want. Because the question is, I say I want pizza, but I really, really would like to have a steak. And so we compromise on our dream and vision, though, as well, Debbie. I mean, isn't that what you find in working with the people you work with?
Yes. That's what's so hard about asking the question and getting an answer about what is it that you really want. I really believe in that. But I do also think that deep down inside, when people get quiet, when they listen, they're able to pull that up. They know that they really want the steak instead of the pizza. Deep down, they know that.
Right. And, you know, tofu if you're, like, vegetarian.
Sure.
Right.
Tofurkey.
That's exactly right. Or tofu shake with Greek God's yogurt.
Yes.
Whatever. But the point is, this is the work you do. And there are some things we should know about Ready, Set, Manifest.
Yes. Once you have your vision set, the very first step after that is called making room. For anything new to come into your life, you need to make space for it. You wouldn't invite a guest into your home to stay for the weekend if you didn't have a place for him or her to sleep. So it's the same with your vision. If you really want to welcome it in, create space first.
What do we have to do that? Is that just, you know, the physical world, but also emotional baggage or anything like that?
Absolutely. Physical clutter, mental clutter. You can release a relationship that's no longer working. You can clear your schedule. You know, so many people are overcommitted right now. How is this new vision supposed to take place if you simply have no time for it? You have to clear your schedule. You can free up or let go of an escape, some kind of habit maybe that you've been spending time and energy or money on, and it's really a waste for you. It's not fulfilling, helping you fulfill your vision. There's all kinds of ways of making room in your life.
Mm. So once we get ready for this, what's interesting about Ready, Set, Manifest is the set part.
Yes.
You know, I have a lot of visions about set. You know, ready we hear a lot about, but honestly, people need the help of someone like you to get ready. Yeah. We don't think we do, but I know, you know, I have three coaches, and I know I keep them busy because I think I'm ready, but I'm not. But set's kind of interesting. I wanted to hear what that was.
Yes.
From your perspective.
Yes, setting the stage, setting yourself up for success. Once you have that space in your life and in yourself for that new beginning to come in, then what I call happens next is segment intending. Your vision can be chunked down into smaller legs of the journey. You want to look at this very first leg of the journey that you're in right now, and you set an intention for that segment. What is this particular time about in relationship to that vision? And that's powerful because we can't always think so big about what are all the steps. If you break it down like that very first step, where am I right now? What's my intention for today around this?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can set actions up from there.
So, you know, this set, the one you when you talk about set, I have a lot of different things that come to mind, right? You think of a runner getting out of the gate. You know, their ready position is before they actually get down in the kneel position, ready to sprint. And, you know, sometimes there's a false start and they turn around and they go back. You know, how do you evaluate that or how do you work with people that may have had a false start? I know I've had some starts which I thought, this is not working out.
The key is to always be working on grounding yourself, really, and coming back to your original intention, your original vision. We often pursue things and we go down that path a little bit and we say, oops, wait a minute, I made a wrong turn, this isn't quite right. We know when it doesn't feel right. We can then go back to where we started out on that particular path, where the road divided. We go back, we restock, we take assessment about what's going on, and then we can move forward from there. But it's always that part of coming back and pausing, not beating ourselves up for it, for sure, but coming back and saying, what did I just learn? How did I know that was so wrong for me? What am I really called to do?
Yeah. Okay, ready, set, now manifest.
Yes. Start moving,
we actually would prefer to forget the first two.
I know, but there's so much around that. And once you have that in place, though, again, you're engaging that dialogue in the right way. Manifest, you want to start setting your actions. And I have people do this on not on a notebook in a list, but get index cards.
Oh, okay,
take
cool.
Take index cards. This is your brainstorming moment. You look at your segment intention. Again, for this leg of the journey, you say, what actions will fulfill that intention? And you brainstorm one small doable task per card.
So no limit to how many cards, right?
No limit.
And don't put any, like, judgment into the cards. Just do it.
Just do it. Later, you can go back to those cards, and you can sort them however you like. You can put them out in a timeline. You can say,
I'm going to do this.
It's great. You could say high energy, low energy, which pile do I want to start with today? And then the key is obviously doing those things. put them in your BlackBerry, on your calendar, wherever you keep your to-do list. And I say make sure that each card represents one small, doable, bite-sized thing. You should know that if you can do it in a week, then you've done it right. You've listed it out in the right way. It's not too big and overwhelming.
So this is really great. Let's recap what the steps are, Debbie. And for those of you just tuning in, Debbie Lacey is joining us here today. Many of you who get our newsletter, like thousands of you, actually got an email last night with a free download about using the power of ritual to nurture and inspire. And that is an ebook from Debbie and her co-author, Belinda Ryan. And if you want to find out more about Debbie, we can send them to your website, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
TheInspiredCoach.com. And you have to spell that all out.
Right.
And you'll get in touch with me and I can reply back to you with whatever questions that you have.
Yeah. And we are thrilled because we are planning to have Debbie as part of the Dr. Pat Show family. So you're going to get a lot of information from her and hopefully she'll be part of our Holistic Makeover Coach family as well. But let's recap for people and let's make sure that we all have this going.
State your vision clearly. Make room for it. Segment intend. What's this leg of the journey about? And then inspired actions. Get those index cards out. Start brainstorming, sorting them, and actually taking charge and acting on them one by one by one.
I'm going to actually, the next team meeting I have in the office, I think we're going to do that. That's brilliant because everybody can come up with their own cards for the different segments that we have of things we want to get done.
Yep, it's visual. You can manipulate it. You can do whatever you need with it. It's much more flexible than a list on a piece of paper.
What do you love most about what you do? What would be your personal message for everyone? And thank you, Debbie, for joining us here today.
Thank you. I really inspired myself by my own journey, but watching people go through that, and when they say, I don't know if I can do this, but I really want to, I'm willing, I'm ready, I'm making that risk, and to watch them bloom into that, it's very exciting. And I get to see people's dreams come true all the time, and what better job is there than that?
It's a great job. It's great having you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to hear lots more about Debbie on the Dr. Pat Show. We wanted to give you some tools. We promised that we would create segments just like this, and we'll be pulling this segment out as an audio version and be able to email it to all of you so that you can listen to it again. Get those index cards out, and let's see what we can come up with together. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Yo!
For right brain expansion and new mental power, introducing Right Brain Aerobics Training for Business and Career Development. A certificate course Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at Maitreya Center in Redmond. Join Sandra Rodman, CEO of Right Brain Aerobics, a senior executive of Fortune 500 companies. Go to rightbrainaerobics.com. That's rightbrainaerobics.com. For more, call 425-214-2926. 425-214-2926.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Becky, how much weight have you lost since coming to Positive Changes?
I've lost 65 pounds.
How does that make you feel?
It put me back in control. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something to eat, I would take a couple bites and push the rest away.
Was it easy to lose the weight?
It was really easy. It made me make better food choices. I didn't give up anything. I think I will really keep this weight off forever.
How has losing the 65 pounds affected your health?
My cholesterol is lower. I'm off my blood pressure medication. My knees don't hurt anymore. My back doesn't hurt. I feel awesome.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And if you want to find out more information about us, just go to the old Dr. Pat Show website. Actually, it's kind of a young Dr. Pat Show website, www.thedrpatshow.com, and or go to drpatlive.com. Well, you know, what do we know about change? Well, for most of us, we hear the word change, especially if you're in a company setting, an organizational setting, you know, meaning on your job, and somebody says, we're going to be going through changes. You respond with a kind of action around that, a kind of feeling, something going on in the inside about it. Don't know what the situation is going to be about. Don't understand if it's going to be within your control or out of your control. You don't really know. But even when you decide to make a change for yourself, what does that mean? If I say to myself, wow, you know, I really want to have perfect health, what's that going to look like? What's that change going to mean to me? But let's say you decide to move across the country. Or let's say you decide to get a different haircut. The point is, it's change. And we have a view about change. The word easy and change are not usually together, except in the book that I have in front of me. For those of you that are on the webcam, I'm just going to hold it up there for you, right like that. And that is The First 30 Days. Your guide to making any change easier. Adrian Day, and this is a name that I've been practicing, but I don't know if I've gotten it right. Ariane de Bonvoisin is joining us here today. And what I love about what she's done is she's really taken this, broke it down for us in a way that makes sense. So she's joining us here today. And what I love about this is I get to talk with her again. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. Ariane, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Pat. Such a pleasure to be on the show again.
Oh, so, okay. So give us the right, correct pronunciation of your name, and I'm going to keep working on it.
You did great. The French pronunciation is de bon voisin, and if you translate it, it actually means good neighbor.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I called you Ariane. Is that correct?
Ariane is perfect.
I love that because, you know, I don't know where I got the pronunciation of Ariane as opposed to Ariane or, you know, I think it's kind of my Italian part of my culture and my heritage. But the one word that we know across languages is that word change.
It is. Across languages, across religions, across history, philosophy, really across every way, you know, there's people getting divorced in China and in South Africa and in America, and it basically brings us more together as human beings. We're actually a lot more similar in how we navigate change than we are different.
You know, we thought that we went through a high point, let me just say, of the word change in the 90s. I mean, there was so much that did change. But then we had thought we had gone through that in the 60s, in the 70s, right? And here we are now in the 21st century, and change, and the word change, was a major, major conversation in political elections everywhere. What's going on?
Yeah, I really think change is the word of the decade. I think getting good at change right now is probably the most important life skill to learn. You know, for parents, we've got to teach our kids about change. If you want to keep a job, you've got to get good at change. If you've lost a job, you've got to get good at change. You know, I think what's going on is the world is asking us to remember our true nature, and our true nature is that change is within our bodies every day. It's nature every day. It's only our limited minds that cling to things not changing.
Mm.
And we've got to sort of see ourselves and see life a bit differently. That's where change becomes easier.
You write in your book, and I want to make sure everybody knows, the book is The First 30 Days, Your Guide to Making Any Change Easier. But you write in the book, and you talk about a number of different things that we're going to cover today. First off, we are going to talk about, you know, the 9 principles that make someone good at change. I think that is great to cover in this show today, in the time we have. But the book really is laid out in a way that it truly is a guide. And you have a quote in the book that I want to start out with as we move into these principles. The quote you have is from Christopher McCandless. And, you know, that's from Into the Wild. And the quote is, "The core of man's spirit comes from new experiences." And I, out of all the quotes you could have taken for this book, you selected that one, and I'm so curious as to why.
You know, it's funny, that quote has been a little controversial, and I just love the fact that the quote reminds us that all the greatest things that have happened, are happening, and will happen can only come from change. And it was a way, really, of sort of jolting people a little bit into remembering that change, typically, we go, I hate change, change is negative, I feel overwhelmed by change, I'm bad at change. I've heard that plenty of times. And that quote really was a bold reminder, but also a gentle reminder that the core of who we are can only happen when things change. So, you know, I love the film, but it was more about the intention behind it, the reminder of we want change to happen in our lives. We really do, whether it's, you know, if you're single or if you're, you know, overweight or if you're looking at, you actually want change. What is on the other side of change is what you're looking for.
Mm. Well, I love talking with you.
Thank you, Pat. I love talking with you.
I love talking with you. And I was thinking about this before the show, because we are going to go over the 9 principles. But I was thinking about this before the show, and I was struck by the quote. And what I said to myself, Ariane, is this. I said, you cannot have the same experience twice. By the very nature, you cannot have it, even though you think you are. So, for example, I was talking to somebody about my first skydiving experience. And, you know, I planned after I got my PhD that I was going to do something that I've always wanted to do, went to Hawaii and did the skydive, right?
Got it.
I can skydive again, but it will not be like that first experience. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What do you think of that?
I think sometimes, you know, when we're in times of transition, and a lot of the times, you know, we've had to let go of one trapeze, whether it's a job or a relationship or a place to live or money, and we haven't quite caught the next trapeze, right? We can see it in the distance, it has our name on it, we've always managed to catch the next trapeze. But when we're in that sort of in-between stage, we feel like we're having the same day over and over, and the same fear and the same anxiety and the same upsets and the same whatever emotions it is that feel so familiar. But what we don't see is everything that's going on, you know, at a level that we can't see. We don't, you know, just like a seed underneath the ground. You can't see what's really going on. And I think with people going through change right now, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can really help yourself move through those periods of anxiety and transition. And, you know, you think you're having the same day over and over, but actually life is setting things up, putting people in your path, having signposts in front of you that it's hoping that you're going to see and you're going to read the directions.
I know, and this is why I love talking with you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these principles. We're going to talk about, you know, the principles that will make change easier, and why they're important, and why Ariane pulled those together for us in the book, The First 30 Days. Now, one of you will receive a copy of this book. It's a great book. Dr. Wayne Dyer has put a phenomenal testimonial about the book. And actually, he says, essential reading for anyone going through a change. He loved it. And so we would like to give that to you very simply. 1-800-930-2819. We'll give it to the third caller, 1-800-930-2819. And when you call in order to receive the book, I would love for you to tell Valerie what you love about the changes in your life. Or you can come on air. 1-800-930-2819. We want to give a copy of this book to you, The First 30 Days. For more information, you could also go to the website, which is first30days.com. When we come back, get ready for the nine principles. Get ready for what successful people do, how they go through change. We'll be right back.
So I turn myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of